Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply. Fallen for a clickbait link? You're not the only one. That's why Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect your connected devices online from malware, threats, and even scams disguised as cute dog videos. And the second anything's blocked, you'll get an alert to keep you in the know. So when a flashing ad says you've won millions, you don't lose a cent. Get advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have the latest scores, current league leaders, standings, the player of the week and month, as well as the coach of the month in the WNBA. It's going to be an exciting edition of this edition of Striving for It All. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Brittany Griner. Of course, the WNBA has been feeling it, especially for since February, and really during this week when Brittany had her sentencing and that she was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug smuggling charges with criminal intent. Again, for those of you that may not be familiar on what's currently going on with her situation, Brittany was detained at a Russian airport in February. Of course, Brittany plays professional basketball in Russia during the WNBA offseason. Long story short, she was detained by agents at a Russian airport. They searched through her luggage and they found cartridges of hashish oil in her luggage, and therefore she's been overseas in Russia since February. And then as we'll rewind back to June when the Biden administration finally got involved and finally got the ball rolling in this case. And as recently as earlier in the week, Brittany was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug smuggling charges with criminal intent. Now, again, this is not a political program, but in case you're wondering about the dynamics of the cannabis laws or drug laws in Russia, let me just be the first to say that drug laws are very strict in Russia. Now, as far as cannabis laws are concerned, according to the law in Russia, if you have over 6 grams of marijuana in Russia, you are sentenced to 10 years in prison. Now, if you have under 6 grams of cannabis in the country, you serve 10 to 15 days in prison, and you're hit with a fine. Brittany had under a gram of hashish oil in her luggage, so that's why the U.S. State Department has said that she's been wrongfully detained. So Brittany pled guilty before her sentencing happened, and now this is just a lot of political back and forth going on between the United States and Russia. There's been reports of an accelerated process going on between with the prisoner swapping, but with involving another America that's been detained in Russia for over a decade now, in Paul Whelan. And also there's reports of a possible prisoner swap involving a Russian arms trafficker by the name of Victor Boot. So there's so much going on in terms of if the Biden administration is moving forward in terms of bringing Brittany home and then what's going to be involved in all of this. But bottom line is this: we wonder, when Brittany comes home, what's her mental health going to be like? Would she want to return to the WNBA? Would she want to play? Would basketball even be on her mind? You know, again, this is a woman that's a WNBA champion, multiple WNBA All-Star appearances. She's won a couple of gold medals. I mean, she's been on the national scene for a long time now. Again, she's a native of Houston, taking the world by storm during her time playing high school basketball in Houston, and, of course, being an All-American and being an All-Star at Baylor University before becoming a number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. So, again, there's so many moving parts in this Brittany Griner situation. And it's really a shame. And she's been wrong. She is being wrongfully detained. But hopefully, again, the WNBA as well as the NBA, again, they've continued to spread the word about Britney's plight, and they can do all they can do because now it's in the hands of the political powers that be with the current administration under President Joe Biden. So here's Britney issuing a statement in court.
I grew up in a normal household in Houston, Texas, with my siblings and my mom and my dad. My mom stayed at home, took care of me and my sister, and my dad, he went to work and provided for our family. My parents taught me two important things. One, take ownership for your responsibilities, and two, to work hard for everything that you have. That's why I pled guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's been said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian law. I want the court to understand that it was an honest mistake that I made while rushing under stress, trying to recover from post-COVID, and just trying to get back to my team. That hard work that my parents instilled in me, that hard work that my parents instilled in me is what brought me to play for the best EuroLeague and Russian team here at Lubyanka. I had no idea that the team, the city, the fans, and my teammates would make such a great impression on me over the 6.5 years that I spent here in ECAC. It became my second home with my friends, my teammates, and my fans that I was able to interact with. I remember vividly coming out of the gym and all the little girls that were in the stands there waiting on me. And that's what kept making me come back here. I want to apologize to my teammates, my club, Lubyanka, the fans, and the city of ECAC for my mistake that I made and the embarrassment that I brought onto them. I want to also apologize to my parents, my siblings, the Phoenix Mercury organization back at home, the amazing women of the WNBA. I never meant to hurt anybody. I never meant to put in jeopardy the Russian population. I never meant to break any laws here. I made an honest mistake, and I hope that in your ruling that it doesn't end my life here. I know everybody keeps talking about political pawn and politics, but I hope that that is far from this courtroom. I want to say again that I had no intent on breaking any Russian laws. I had no intent. I did not conspire or plan to commit this crime. I hope that you take into account all the documents, all the character lists that everybody has sent in on my behalf. Again, I want to apologize to my teammates and the organization, Gimka, for any damage that I may have done to them. I never intended on hurting them. This is my second home, and all I wanted to do was just win championships and make them proud. Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, that audio courtesy of the Associated Press, and that was Brittany Griner making a heartfelt statement in what you heard. She apologized to the WNBA, also apologized to her Phoenix Mercury teammates, her teammates in Russia, her family and friends, and anyone that she said that she offended. She said she made an honest mistake, and very heartfelt comments from Brittany. And let me just put my two cents on this before we move on. I think this situation is going to get worse before it gets better because, again, I know this is not a political program, but there's going to be elections coming up in the United States. There's midterm elections in 2022, and then next year will be the campaign will roll on to reelect a president in the United States of America. So I just think that Brittany is going to get caught up in the mix of things. We'll see what happens when it comes down to that from a political standpoint, but just seeing it, trying to see it from Brittany's perspective, again, the mental side of it, I hope that when she does come home, will she have the strength to want to return to the WNBA, want to play basketball again? Does she want to take time away and just relax and try to get focused and get her mental health right? It's just so many questions. And again, the WNBA and the NBA have voiced their opinions and their disappointment and knowing that Brittany won't be coming back, won't be returning home to America anytime soon. So all of the best to Brittany, and we're with her, and just hopefully that she can come home sooner than later. All right, my next storyline is going to be Sue Bird, the end of an era. This past week, Sue played her final regular season home game in Seattle. And you talk about just being a consummate pro, 21 seasons in the WNBA with one team and being a part of one city with the Seattle Storm. Again, Sue's accomplishments are phenomenal. First ballot Hall of Famer, four-time WNBA champion, multiple All-Star games, a member of the 10th, 15th, 20th, and 25th anniversary WNBA teams. Let's not forget 5 Olympic gold medals, and also had a great college career as a member of the University of Connecticut Lady Huskies, or UConn. And what can you say? What can you say about Sue? Sue has just been phenomenal in every way. And we have some audio that we're going to play of Sue a little bit later on in the program. But just the model of consistency. She did it in college, did it in the WNBA, also being a great part of the Olympic system, a part of USA women's basketball, being one of those ambassadors for Olympic basketball. Kudos to Sue Bird, and we'll highlight her more a little bit later on in the program. And for my last storyline is going to be the final week of the WNBA regular season. So it's here. We are approaching the final week of the WNBA regular season, and it's either put up or shut up. And certainly there are teams that are vying for playoff spots. We'll get more into the standings in just a little bit, but currently Chicago, Las Vegas, Connecticut, Seattle, and Washington are the 5 teams that have clinched playoff berths in the WNBA playoffs. And we'll get more into the teams that are still jockeying for position for those last 3 playoff spots a little bit later on in the program. But it's going to get hot and heavy. It's going to get nasty. The competition's going to increase. And, man, you know, we're coming up on the final week of the WNBA regular season. It's going to be top-notch talent. You're going to see the competition. It's going to get ferocious. Teams are not only jockeying for position for a playoff spot, but also they're still seeding to be put in place for this. Remember, there are teams that are still vying for the number 1 seed, a number 2 seed, a number 3 seed. Teams are vying for higher seeds in the playoffs. They want to get home court advantage at least throughout the first round. So this is going to be interesting. And also remember, this is the first time this year that the playoff format has changed, where we will have a best of 3. That's right, we'll have a best of 3 series in the first round. So this is going to be interesting. It's going to be awesome. And again, never a dull moment in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have the latest scores, highlights. Also, we'll have the player of the week, also the rookie of the month, coach of the month, and also we'll have the league leaders and standings in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day 1 in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number 1 K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies. They are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standards 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Ah, the inevitable drop of sauce on your favorite button-up. Spaghetti isn't always a great choice for a first date. But luckily, there's OxiClean MaxForce. Just a few sprays onto the stain and throw it in the wash. Or leave it up to 7 days before washing. Either way, it'll be clean just in time for another first date. You know, just in case this one doesn't work out. Click now to get a bottle of OxiClean MaxForce for your everyday accidental stains.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now let's get you caught up on the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, August the 2nd. We had the Phoenix Mercurys go up against the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut would go on to win easily 87-63. For the Sun, Alyssa Thomas had a triple-double, 10 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. Courtney Williams had 12 points. Dewana Bonner had 12 points. Natisha Heidemann had 16 points. Also, Dejanay Carrington had 12 points. Brianna Jones finished with 11 points. And Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 10 points and 10 rebounds. Again, the final score, Connecticut 87, Phoenix 63. We move along now to action between the Las Vegas Aces and the Washington Mystics. Washington would win 83-73. For the Mystics, Natasha Cloud had 16 points. Ariel Atkins had 13 points. Shakira Austin, the rookie, had 15 points. And Elena Deladon grabbed 11 rebounds. Again, the final score, Washington 83, Las Vegas 73. We have the Los Angeles Sparks square off against the New York Liberty. Liberty would win easily 102-73. Natasha Howard had a double-double with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 31 points. Maureen Johannes had 12 points, and Han Xu finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, New York 102, Los Angeles 73. We also had the Dallas Wings square off against the Chicago Sky. Dallas would win a close one, 84-78. For the Wings, Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 20 points, 12 rebounds. Marina Mabry had 26 points, and Kayla Thornton had 11 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 84, Chicago 78. We move along now to action from Wednesday, August the 3rd. The Atlanta Dream going up against the Indiana Fever. Atlanta would win 91-81. For the Dream, what a rookie season she has had so far. Ryan Howard, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, she had 20 points. Cheyenne Parker finished with 17 points. Christy Wallace finished with 12 points. Maya Caldwell had 10 points. And Ari McDonald finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 91, Indiana 81. The Los Angeles Sparks squared off against the New York Liberty. The Liberty would win 64-61. For New York, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 20 points, and Natasha Howard finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, New York 64, LA 61. And we had the Minnesota Lynx square off against the Seattle Storm. The Storm would win 89-77. Brianna Stewart had 33 points. Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, finished with 17 points. And Gabby Williams and Sue Bird both had 13 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 89, Minnesota 77. We move along now to action from Thursday, August the 4th. We had the Phoenix Mercury square off against the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut would win 77-64. For Connecticut, Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 14 points, 10 rebounds. Alyssa Thomas had 13 rebounds. Courtney Williams finished with 11 points, and Brianna Jones had 13 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 77, Phoenix 64. In a close game between the Las Vegas Aces and the Dallas Wings, Dallas would win 82-80. Dallas had for the Wings, Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 21 points, 16 rebounds. Alicia Gray finished with 12 points. And Marina Mabry and Taisha Harris both had 15 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 82, Las Vegas 80. We move along now to action from Friday, August the 5th. The Los Angeles Sparks went up against the Atlanta Dream. In a very good game, Atlanta would win a close one, 88-86. For the Dream, Ryan Howard had 28 points. Maya Caldwell and Ari McDonald both had 12 points. And Cheyenne Parker had 15 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 88, Los Angeles 86. And the Washington Mystics squared off against the Chicago Sky. Chicago would win 93-83. For the Sky, Kalia Copper had 19 points. Allie Quigley had 18 points. Azaree Stevens and Rebecca Gardner both had 11 points. And Emma Mieseman and Courtney Vandersloot both had 10 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 93, Washington 83. And we had a good one. We had some great action on Saturday, August the 6th. We had in the overtime thriller, the Dallas Wings squared off against the Indiana Fever. Dallas would win 95-91. Arike Ogunbowale would finish the game with 12 points. Unfortunately, Arike had been out for much of the week due to an ankle injury, but unfortunately, she re-injured her ankle, and it was not good at all. Here's how it happened.
Smith watches. Last touch, she got popped, and she's going to limp off. Marina Mabry will come back into the lineup. Arike missing the last two games because of an ankle injury.
Just trying to get the ball and just kind of runs in to hole and just grabs that. She tried to go to the locker room. It just hurt so badly, she ended up having to be carried to the locker room. Tremendous amount of pain.
All right, that audio courtesy of Bally Sports Southwest and NBA TV. So Arike Ogunbowale re-injured her ankle. She would finish the game with 12 points. But Dallas, again, they fought hard with Indiana, and they would come through in the victory in overtime. Dallas 95, Indiana 91. Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 17 points, 14 rebounds. Alicia Gray finished with 13 points. Kayla Thornton at 21 points. Marina Mabry finished with 18 points, and Izzy Harrison finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 95, Indiana 91 in overtime. And we also had the New York Liberty squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. The Mercury would win 76-62. For the Mercury, Diamond DeShields at 25 points. Shea Petty finished with 20 points, and Sophie Cunningham finished with 18 points. On the losing side, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 20 points. But this was despite the Liberty losing this game, Sabrina Ionescu hit a major milestone. Sabrina became the first player in WNBA history to score over 500 points, grab over 200 rebounds, and over 200 assists in a season. So again, congratulations to Sabrina on achieving another milestone. Again, they didn't win this game, but again, Sabrina already racking up statistics, already racking up so much so early in her professional basketball career. So again, Sabrina becomes the first player in WNBA history to reach over 500 points, over 200 rebounds, and over 200 assists in a single season. So congratulations to Sabrina. And don't forget, just earlier in the year, she became the first player in WNBA history to record a 30-point triple-double, and she also tied Candace Parker for the league's all-time lead in triple-doubles with three. So Sabrina just continued to add on to her legacy. And let's move along now to action from Sunday, August the 6th. We had a good one between the Chicago Sky and the Connecticut Sun. The Sky would go on to win a close one, 94-91. For the Sky, Courtney Vandersloot finished with 20 points. Candace Parker had a double-double with 18 points and 12 rebounds. Emma Mieseman had 15 points, and Allie Quigley also had 15 points. Again, the final score, the Chicago Sky 94, the Connecticut Sun 91. We had the Las Vegas Aces square off against the Seattle Storm. Las Vegas would win 89-81. For the Aces, Asia Wilson had 29 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 16 points. And Jackie Young and Chelsea Gray both had 15 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 89, Seattle 81. We'll get back to that game in just a little bit. The Los Angeles Sparks squared off against the Washington Mystics in a good game. The Sparks would win 79-76. For the Sparks, we had Brittany Sykes finished with 21 points. Jordan Canada had a double-double with 11 points and 12 assists. Katie Lou Samuelson and Nneka Ogwumike both had 15 points, and Lexi Brown had 10 points. Again, the final score, Los Angeles 79, Washington 76. And then we had the Minnesota Lynx square off against the Atlanta Dream. Minnesota would go on to win 81-71. For the Lynx, Kayla McBride finished with 20 points. Moriah Jefferson had 18 points. And Rachel Banham finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 81, Atlanta 71. And again, that was action from Sunday, August the 7th. And now let's get back to the Aces and the Storm game. Again, the final score in that one, Las Vegas 89, Seattle 81. On the losing side for the Storm, Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 35 points and 10 rebounds. Tina Charles finished with 19 points. And, of course, the player of that particular game was Sue Bird. Sue only finished with 9 points, but it didn't matter because this game was Sue's final regular season home game in Seattle. And certainly the crowd was out for this one, and they wanted to see Sue one last time in her final regular season home game in Seattle. And I got to tell you, the crowd was rocking at Climate Pledge Arena in downtown Seattle. Here's Sue being introduced.
And a 5'9" guard from UConn, number 10, Sue Bird. And let's hear it one more time for your Seattle Storm.
All right, that audio courtesy of ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. So you could just hear the crowd. They were in a fever pitch at the Climate Pledge Arena in downtown Seattle. So Sue was introduced in her final regular season home game in Seattle in the WNBA. And after the game, Sue had an opportunity to talk about playing her final regular season home game and also talking about the memories she's made in Seattle.
It really was in that moment. You know, that moment that they chanted that I got convinced because I was on the fence a little bit. So to hear that they wanted me back for one more year, went home, obviously thought about it for a little bit of time, and then it only felt right. It just felt right. Oh, man. Listen, I've played here for 21 years. I've become synonymous with the franchise, but it's not just about me. It really isn't. All the players that I played with, the coaches I played for, everyone who's come through the franchise, that is what this culture is. Yes, I'm the one player that has been here the longest, but the fabric of this organization is all those people I just named, and I'm proud that I can represent them, especially in a moment like this. You know, once the ball gets tipped, you just kind of play. I wasn't really thinking about it. Maybe it's just years. Well, at least it's not one more year, right? At least it's thank you, Sue, if you can hear those chants. But yeah, once the ball's out, you know, out there on the floor, you just play. I'm not. I'm going to be courtside every season. I'm going to be cheering this team on, giving them the support they deserve. I will own this franchise no matter what. So it's really not a goodbye. Your health is all you have. There's a lot of other things that go into it. The hard work, you know, being able to adapt and adjust. Your health is all you have. Treasure that. Take care of that.
All right, that audio courtesy of ABC, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And Sue said it best towards the end, your health. Your health is all that you have, and you definitely have to preserve your health. And again, when you've been playing in the WNBA for 21 seasons and also making a commitment to USA Olympic women's basketball, that's really all you have, and she's right. Your health is extremely important. Your health is going to be something that's going to carry you not just through athletics, but most importantly, the most important game of all, which is the game of life. And certainly Sue has taken care of her body, and her body has definitely taken care of her as she's persevered and played so well throughout her 21 years in the WNBA. Again, let's stay with Sue for a moment. She had a chance to speak to the crowd at Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle as she reflected on her 21-year WNBA career.
Thank you. Thank you. I just made a joke. I heard that thank you, Sue chant. And I was like, well, thank God it's not a one more year chant. I didn't really prepare anything for this moment right here. I don't know that there is preparing for it. I remember when Lauren retired, I had like 3 pages worth of things I wanted to say. This is not going to be that just yet. I'm sure I'll be back to roast everyone I've ever played with. That's a guarantee. Right now, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart how thankful I am, not only for today and all of you showing up and supporting us, but for 21 years. You all supported me from the start. I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie, it kind of sucks to lose my last game here. But you know what? I lost my first game, too, so it's okay. You guys supported me from day one. 21-year-old kid, had no idea what the city was about. I found out very quickly. You supported me. You watched me grow up. I remember a couple years in, some of my teammates wanted to go to the Wild Rose. I went with them. And I saw a season ticket holder there. She came over to me, put her arm around me. She was like, hey, I don't know if this is the place you want to be. And, you know, on the outside, I said, oh, okay, thanks. You know, good looking out. On the inside, I was like, oh, I know where I am. And I say that to say, she was protecting me. She was looking out for me. This is someone I didn't know personally, someone that, like I said, sat courtside and watched me play. And that right there is the epitome of how you guys have cared for me. And I hope that I've just been able to be on this floor every single night. Even the times when I had crazy, terrible turnovers and you're probably cursing my name. All the nights where you were yelling at me to shoot more, I'm sorry for that. I'm sure tonight was one of those nights. But I know that every single player that has come through this franchise has felt your love, has felt your support. I am feeling it right now. I can't even tell you how amazing this whole season has been, this moment has been. We're not done. We're definitely not done. But again, you know, through a player's career, there's always opportunities to leave, and this place is not only where I played, it's where I call home. There's so many people that I want to thank. I'm not even going to attempt it. Like I said, there'll be another time for that when I get to sit down and write it. It's going to be good, I promise. But very quickly, I do want to acknowledge our ownership group, Alicia, Karen Bryant. Again, all the players, I know they're somewhere in a suite, drinking. But every single person, Lynn Dunn, who drafted me, I mean, Ann Donovan, rest in peace, Brian Agler, Jenny Busek, who's in the building, obviously Dan, who's also in the building, Noel. I mean, listen, 21 years, I'm going to be here for a minute when it comes to name names. But I did want to acknowledge everyone who made today possible, not just this moment and having a sold out crowd, but allowing me to be myself. It took me a minute to figure out who I was, but once I did, I was all right. And you guys allowed me to do that. All right, enough is enough. I don't really have that Mamba out moment, but I just want to say I love you. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in the playoffs.
All right, that audio courtesy of ABC Sports, also ESPN and the Walt Disney Company. So Sue Bird just reflecting on a great 21-year career in the WNBA and particularly with the Seattle Storm, thanking the fans, management, and just thanking. She mentioned Lynn Dunn was the one that drafted her and brought her to the Seattle Storm. So she had so many great teammates during her time in Seattle. She mentioned Noelle Quinn, who is her current coach with the Seattle Storm. Also Lauren Jackson, a great player during coming from the land down under in Australia. And, of course, having Breanna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd in the mix as well. So Sue Bird, definitely one of a kind. And, you know, again, she's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer whenever that time comes. So, again, Sue Bird, the story of the day was Sue Bird calling it a career in her final regular season home game in the WNBA. All right, that takes care of the week that was in the WNBA. Let's move along now to the Player of the Week Award winners. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner for the week of August 1st. For the second time in a row, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky representing the Eastern Conference. And for the Western Conference, again, for the second time, being voted the Western Conference Player of the Week Award winner from the Las Vegas Aces, Kelsey Plum. So again, a big special thank, a congratulations, I should say, to the Player of the Week Award winners for the week of August 1st. From the Eastern Conference, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky, and for the Western Conference, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Let's move along now to the Player of the Month Award winners. For the second time in a row, the Player of the Month Award winner for the month of July goes to Alyssa Thomas, representing the Connecticut Sun for the Eastern Conference. And for the Western Conference, for the second time in a row, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Again, congratulations to Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun being voted the Player of the Month Award winner for the month of July for the Eastern Conference. And for the Western Conference, Asia Wilson representing the Las Vegas Aces. And now for the Rookie of the Month Award winner, again, no surprise, for the third time this year, the Rookie of the Month Award winner for the month of July belongs to Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. Congratulations to Ryan. And the Coach of the Month Award winner for the month of July for the second time, James Wade, representing the Chicago Sky. So congratulations to James Wade from the Chicago Sky on winning the Coach of the Month Award winner for the month of July. Let's move along now to the league leaders, the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. At number one, representing the Seattle Storm, Breanna Stewart, she has scored 21.5 points per game. At number two, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces, she's averaging 20 points per game. Tied for third, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury and Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And coming in fifth, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category, rebounds per game. At number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's averaging 9.7 rebounds per game. At number two, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number three is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. At number four is Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. And in number five, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is assists per game. At number one is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 7 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. Coming in at number three, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And fourth is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And at number five is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is blocks per game. At number one, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging over 2 blocks per game. Coming in at number two, Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. At number three is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. At number four, Liz Cambage, who previously played for the Los Angeles Sparks. And at number five is Queen Egbo from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Again, at number one, representing the Minnesota Lynx, Sylvia Fowles. She's shooting 63% from the field. At number two, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. She's shooting 60% from the field. At number three is Breanna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. She's shooting 59% from the field. Coming in at number four is Breonna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And at number five is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. Next category is free throw percentage. At number one is Veronica Burton from the Dallas Wings. She shot 100% from the free throw line. Wow. Congratulations, Veronica. At number two is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She has shot 94% from the free throw line. At number three, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She has shot 92% from the free throw line. At number four, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. And at number five is Shea Petty from the Phoenix Mercury. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one, Moriah Jefferson from the Minnesota Lynx. She has shot 47% from three-point range. At number two is Han Shu from the New York Liberty. She has shot 46% from three-point range. At number three, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. She has shot 43% from the three-point line. At number four, Tiffany Hayes from the Atlanta Dream. She shot 42% from the three-point line. And at number five is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. She has shot 41% from three-point range. Next category that we have is going to be steals. At number one, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then we have a three-way tie for second place, Brianna Stewart, Alyssa Thomas, and Chelsea Gray. And then coming in at number five is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And the last category that we have is minutes played. At number one, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. She's averaging 34 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in at number three is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. And then tied for fourth, we have Alicia Gray from the Dallas Wings and Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. So those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. All right, now it's time to get to the standings, and this is the moment that everyone's been waiting on. Here's where we currently stand right now. The Chicago Sky are currently the number one seed, the defending champion Chicago Sky. They have a record of 25-8. Coming in number two are the Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 23-10. Followed by in third place currently are the Connecticut Sun with a record of 22-11. In fourth are the Seattle Storm. They have a record of 20-13. And at number five are the Washington Mystics. They have a record of 20-14. Chicago, Las Vegas, Connecticut, Seattle, and Washington have all clinched playoff spots. Those are the five that have currently clinched playoff berths. Now remember, there has to be eight teams that can qualify for the WNBA playoffs. Now here are the rest of the standings. Currently in sixth place are the Dallas Wings with a record of 16-16. In seventh place are the Atlanta Dream with a record of 14-18. In eighth place are the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 14-19. In ninth place are the New York Liberty with a record of 13-19. In tenth place are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 13-20. And in 11th place are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 12-20. And, of course, in last place are the Indiana Fever. They have been eliminated from playoff contention. They have a record of only 5-29. So, again, Chicago, Las Vegas, Connecticut, Seattle, and Washington have all clinched playoff berths. And Dallas, Atlanta, Phoenix, New York, L.A. and Minnesota are all jockeying for position to get those last three playoff spots. Now, remember, there's still a lot of play left in the regular season. We're approaching the final week of the regular season. So those five teams that have clinched playoff berths, they have to win because now it's a matter of who get home court advantage in the first round. So this is definitely something that's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be feisty. It's going to get hot and heavy. The competition's going to be ferocious. And, man, this is what it's all about, that final week of the WNBA regular season. It's going to be intense. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the final week of the WNBA regular season. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
At
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Ugh, the inevitable drop of sauce on your favorite button-up. Get rid of those everyday accidental stains with OxiClean MaxForce. Just spray it onto the stain and leave it up to 7 days before washing. Click now to get a bottle of OxiClean MaxForce today.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Ugh, the inevitable drop of sauce on your favorite button-up. Get rid of those everyday accidental stains with OxiClean MaxForce. Just spray it onto the stain and leave it up to 7 days before washing. Click now to get a bottle of OxiClean MaxForce today.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, here are the upcoming games for the final week in the WNBA regular season. Let's start with action on Monday, August the 8th, between the New York Liberty squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. And then action on Tuesday, August the 9th, we have the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. And then we have a game between the Atlanta Dream against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, also 7 p.m. Pacific Time. You can watch that game on CBS SN. And then we have the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. You can watch that game on NBA TV. We move along now to action on Wednesday, August the 10th. We have the New York Liberty squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And you can watch that game on WNBA League Pass. And then we have the Minnesota Lynx squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And you can watch that game on CBSSN. We move along now to action on Thursday, August the 11th. We have the Chicago Sky squaring off against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, and you can watch that game on NBA TV. And then we have the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and you can watch that game on Twitter. We move along now to action from Friday, August the 12th. We have the Washington Mystics squaring off against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on Facebook. And then we have the New York Liberty squaring off against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on CBSSN. We have the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. And then we have the Dallas Wings squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, and you can watch that game on NBA TV. And then we have the final day of the WNBA regular season. It's do or die, put up or shut up, on Sunday, August the 14th. We have the Minnesota Lynx squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch that game on ABC. At 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time, the Atlanta Dream square off against the New York Liberty. You can watch that game on ESPN3. Then we have the Indiana Fever squaring off against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on ESPN3. Also at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time, also 12 o'clock Pacific, you can watch the Seattle Storm square off against the Las Vegas Aces on ABC. Then at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific, we have the Chicago Sky, squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. You can watch that game on Amazon Prime Video. And then we have the nightcap, the final regular season game in the 2022 WNBA season, the Dallas Wings squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, and you can watch that game on WNBA League Pass. So, ready or not, there it is, folks. It's the final week in the WNBA regular season. There's teams that are going to be fighting for positions in terms of getting home court advantage in the first round, and also teams just fighting to get in. Just they're striving for it all. They're fighting to get that playoff spot, and that's exactly what it's all about. I'd like to thank you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
At Discount Tire, we know your time is valuable. Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Hey, have you tried Moe's Homewrecker yet? It's a fully loaded burrito, and it comes with this epic new guacamole. Yeah, you heard me. Guacamole. One bite, and you'll be saying, what the guac? Wait, hold up. I said that wrong. It's more like, what the guac? Moe's Homewrecker burrito is awesome. And yeah, it comes with guac. Welcome to Moe's.